they're doing their paper review. Paul, we had the Crankies on the programme last week.
Yeah.
They were telling.
Oh, yeah, that, now that's weird, isn't it? That was 40-odd years ago. Well, he was doing the far too stereotyped drunken Scotsman routine, you know, 40 years ago in a bar. And it was all over with.
Well, both him and Jeanette were talking to me for quite a long time, actually. They were talking me through their life story. And you came up, and they basically said that they were really, really good friends with you. And they talked to me about this incident in which Ian admitted that he punched you.
This was picked up from his autobiography, which was written, God knows, it's ancient history.
Have a listen to what he said to me just last week, Paul.
Did you deck Paul Daniels? Did you punch him?
Well, yes, and that also caused a lot of friction since that came back.
So talk me through that story.
Paul was a friend of ours, and he has since then obviously got upset and wrote me an email saying that him and Debbie were deeply upset, and I've tried to apologise, and I haven't heard from him since. So that upsets you.
And Jeanette,
well, the reason he hasn't heard from me since was because I couldn't type. And he said he was going to give us a ring, but he never did.
I'll tell you, Paul, what Jeanette went on to say. In fact, it was Ian went on to say that Jeanette and Debbie were really good friends.
Indeed, they
would be really, really sad if that friendship had gone.
No, it'll get back together. It's just the, you know, it's the when. I mean, they spend most of the time in Australia. When they're not there, they're up in Scotland.
And what is your version of this punch? Did he deck you hard, or what happened?
No, he wasn't even in the bar. He just walked in while we were all talking, walked up to me and hit me, and was picked up and carried out by two fellas.
Did you deserve to be hit?
I wasn't doing anything. I was talking to somebody else. He wasn't even in our gang, as it were. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know who he was.
So, obvious question. How come you didn't fall out with a man that punched you?
Well, because it was 40 years ago, man. How long do you hold a grudge?
Okay. Well, listen, we wish you well with a finger. It's a cracker line. You couldn't write back to him.
Well, I couldn't.
Because you've got a bandage.
I have been in some problems at this end, and I'm now looking forward to getting back to normal, you know.
Always nice to talk to you, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, I've just got a tweet that says, oh, God, they're dragging up the cranky story again. That's your fault.
That's my fault. Thank you, Paul.
On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Well, good evening to you. Welcome.